At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
There is a higher bar than may have been expected for proof in the Alec Murtaugh upcoming evidentiary hearing. He'll decide whether or not he will get a new trial. That high burden of proof, the former South Carolina Supreme Court Justice Gene Toll is working with and overseeing the pretrial, set the burden as they must prove that the court, or the clerk of court, tampered, we're talking about Becky Hill here, tampered with the jury and did so with prejudice against Murtaugh. That is what the burden of proof is. There's a lot of other elements in this case, a lot of elements of Becky Hill's credibility, which may not make it into the actual hearing itself and weigh on the judge's decision. But a lot of that's still kind of up in the air from what we've learned the other day with the pre-evidentiary hearing. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss. What do you think about all of this after that initial hearing the other day and Alec Murtaugh making his way into court, seemingly kind of hopeful and jovial, it seemed, at the beginning? And by the end, I think that smile kind of turned the other way.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's sort of what I would have anticipated, but who knew, right? Who knew?
It's a shocking case. The judge ruling that Hill must testify, but the scope of her testimony will be limited to specifically the jury tampering allegations that had taken place. The scary part about that for her, though, is self-incriminating, because she does have two active SLED investigations going on against her, one with the jury tampering, the other with misuse of her office. How inclined do you think she's going to be to testify as open and honestly as she needs to be in this?
She's got to be shaking in her boots right now. Very high-risk situation for her. How honest she's going to be? You know, I would think that she's certainly going to color things, mm-hmm. and that would make perfect sense, that she's going to try to minimize her behavior.
When we're talking about looking back on the jury deliberations, number one, they're basically saying, okay, we have to base this off of memory, off of emotion. What did you feel? Did you feel as though she influenced you, that had an impact on your decision? Human memory is not always the greatest in terms of recalling it in a super accurate way. And then to go back and have to really, again, base this on emotion. It's hard to litigate emotion and say that, yes, your stating this to me did not or did have an effect on my decision. How well do you think the jurors are going to handle that when that is presented? I know most of them not going to be testifying, but if privately asked and that to be brought into this as part of the arguments, is that something where there's more doubt comes in? Do memories change? Could that possibly become an issue if you have all these that say it didn't happen, but you do have a couple that say, yeah, there was some sort of impact here?
I think you nailed it. It's really impossible to for any of us to fully assess how much subtle things in the environment influence our perceptions. Mm-hmm. We're influenced by subtleties all the time. Things that happen that we're not even aware of influences. Facial expressions, you know, the way that people dress, their appearance, all these things have a lot to do with our perceptions and how we perceive things. And just because we say, oh, well, that didn't influence me, that doesn't mean that it didn't, mm-hmm. you know? And so yeah. I think you're right with that. It's going to be really tough for people to be able to accurately assess themselves.
We did have, as far as we know, there is sworn affidavits from some of the jurors. One I know that was dismissed, do state that, yes, something was said. And I believe that the defense of Alec Murdaugh is going to be bringing that to light here when this goes to that hearing. Again, everyone's human, and I keep bringing this point up, so I'm curious to get your perspective on this. There is more to this than I think just telling the truth. Here's what happened. I mean, I want them to tell the truth, and hopefully they are stating factually what happened. But now that we're getting closer and closer to this actual moment happening in court and potentially sinking the verdict in the Alec Murdaugh trial, I'd imagine there's some financial gain to be had if you're the juror that does that. If it did happen, it's your story to tell. It's your story to, and if there is financial gain to write a book or do something, it's all for you. I mean, that you went through this, this happened, and that's your right. You know, but being human again, is there also some incentive to maybe, I don't know, pad the truth a little bit, maybe make it a little more dramatic than it actually was? For that gained attention and the potential windfall that I would imagine that individual will have if they do, in fact, testify that Becky did, in fact, influence their decision and what that could mean for the Alec Murdaugh situation.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. It seems like everybody's got a book deal here, mm-hmm, you know, about everything. Everybody's got a book deal. So that's certainly possible. You know, we'd like to think that the jury system is, you know, ideally unbiased, panel of your peers. Everybody's got an open mind, but I don't think that's the human way. I don't think we're really wired to be that unbiased. We simply perceive things, we're all influenced, and there are so many subtle things that happen that we're not even aware of, you know. Yeah. It's hard.
And at the end of the day, it's impossible to know the answers to those questions. I mean, we're talking about the allegations of Becky Hill being a very flawed individual with many things that we're looking at. We're talking about Alec Murdaugh, the crux of the whole case, being a very flawed individual. And then, okay, what happened with the jury? Is this going to be a flawed decision as well, or flawed testimony? And I know nothing about the jurors, so I'm in no way implying that they're trying to be fraudulent or anything. That I don't even know. I know nothing about them. Just speculating on how human behavior may affect what's going to happen for other motives other than just solely finding justice and being accurate with it.
Yeah, very true.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.